On the surface, it seemed to be a ludicrous project. A man with no experience building boats was going to cut his own trees, build his own Viking ship, and then sail it from the Great Lakes to the Atlantic. So what happens when a junior high school counselor has such a dream? It's part of our Best of 2013 series on this edition of the American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
In 1974, Bob Asp, a junior high school counselor, began the dream of a lifetime. He began building a full-scale replica of a Viking ship, which he would sail from the U.S. to Norway, the country from which his family immigrated. The project took 8 years, but Bob was diagnosed with leukemia just before he was set to sail.
It was his dying wish that this would go to Norway, and he was able to complete the ship himself, and he was able to sail it on Lake Superior up in Duluth.
Marcus Krieger shares the story from the Yumcom Center in Moorhead, Minnesota.
He died before the actual voyage, but his family, they promised him that whatever he couldn't finish, they would finish it for him, and they kept their promise. The crew of 13 on the Yumcom voyage in 1982, four of them were his children.
The journey from Duluth to Norway took 72 days, 5 weeks of which were on the Atlantic.
There was this one storm about 500 miles off the coast of Canada. Everybody thought they were going to sink, and there was a big wave that came in, and it cracked the hull of the ship. At the front of the ship, you'd see Igor the Dragon. Well, Viking ships would have dragons back then, and it ripped him off the boat, and he fell backwards and lost one of his horns.
Today, the ship is housed at the Imcom Center with Igor the Dragon. Minus one horn.
Because we have a Viking ship, the Yumcoms, and we also have a full-size replica of a medieval Norwegian church that was another local man's retirement project. We're kind of a international destination.
It's an amazing ship and an amazing story. Listen to the full-length interview on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Moorhead, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.